Very good. I will go up to the podium and we're going to start with a short video. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for staying with us, Teresa. I notice our singer is still here, so maybe a future board member or something in our audience. This is an exciting time of the year, and you know, we've all had a wonderful summer, but these last few weeks have been so exhilarating to see our student body reassemble and just the sheer excitement on each campus. I think we deal with a lot of issues and a lot of concerns sometimes, but I think this is really brings home to us why we're all here. With our new strategic framework now in place and approved by the board in May, the board, as you may remember, called it a living document. So we're going to act as it is a living document and give you a series of regular reports to keep it fresh and to use it across our system in a way that can sort of focus our energies on the things that we all hold dear and the shared purpose that we have. So this morning I'm going to begin a series of presentations at each of the upcoming board members, and they'll be short, not protracted, I assure you, but that speak to our progress under the new strategic framework. And the reports will examine, it won't just be me speaking, but there'll be others, will examine how the framework's being put into action, charting our progress, showcasing our successes, and reminding of us to always be looking for new innovative ideas that will fuel the successes for tomorrow. So as a brief recap, the framework is a roadmap, or these days maybe it's our GPS, to guide the future of our flagship higher education healthcare system. And yes, we use the word system with a capital S. This system is built on a foundation of four rock-solid corners, three universities providing world-class educational research and discovery, and a leading-edge health sciences and clinical enterprise reporting up through Michael Amiridis at UIC. Together, this group of cornerstones provide a statewide footprint and a $14 billion annual economic impact for the state of Illinois. And together, they have earned national and international reputations for excellence, excellence on a large scale. 80,000 students, that's the number that's been rolling off our tongue the last months. 20,000 degrees granted annually, 700,000 alumni worldwide, and a nearly $1 billion annual research portfolio, and as you heard from Chancellor Wilson, growing by the minute with important new enterprises. But as a 19th century British poet once wrote, nothing wilts faster than laurels that have been rested upon. So I think that's what our framework is all about, to make sure we don't rest on the laurels. And we have a pledge within that framework, and I remind you of it. It's a simple statement that it's our duty as the University of Illinois system to offer the best possible return on investment for all our stakeholders and to ensure that we are efficient, competitive, and constantly improving. So this is the guiding principle, the North Star for staying on course and fulfilling the high aspirations that students, their families, and the people of Illinois have every right to expect. The framework was a year in the making, the capstone of what I've heard called the broadest, most inclusive process in the U of I's long history. It was a product of input from every stakeholder. Many people in the room contributed enormous time and energy. With well over 1,000 individual inputs during town hall meetings and office hours at each university, and many, many more through our strategic framework website, it was delivered on time, and I like to say on budget, which is a good thing to do. And let me again thank the trustees and everyone else who took part in this highly transparent and participatory process. The themes from the board retreat are very important. As you know, there was a board retreat held to really focus on the on how to turn the framework into an action agenda. And in July, the board hosted a retreat devoted solely to the framework, a day-long brainstorming session with leadership, deans, directors, and department heads from across the system. A real coming together, a critical first step, in my opinion, to focus our collective attention on the target. And we discussed accelerating existing programs, we discussed new ideas, and we discussed new partnerships in detail. And all of that material has been collated and will inform a future progress. So this year, what we want to do next is utilize these Board of Trustees and what we're calling an action presentation series. There'll be short presentations like this. This is the first in a series. At each meeting, with your indulgence, of course, September, November, January, March, May, and July. And the presentation will be on a featured topic within the strategic framework. We want to show measurable results and key metrics so that it's an evidence-based discussion on progress of the system. And so to keep the ball rolling, my hope is that we'll have some dialogue out of these presentations, that we'll be able to present new interesting input and information and metrics that will be important, all in the context of our four strategic pillars. And so the action presentation series will show these measurable results. And to remind you what the four pillars are, first of all, an institution of and for our students, and that's why we started with a little video clip showing the new class arriving, reaffirming our bedrock commitment to teaching and learning, to enrollment growth and diversity, and to the student experience and their success. Research and scholarship with global impact is pillar two, which seeks to build on the legacy of discovery and to foster innovation to address the grand socio-technical challenges of our times. The third pillar is a healthy future for Illinois and the Midwest, which ensures that we channel our world-class resources to serve the public good, providing the workforce and the innovation that drives progress and economic growth. And the final pillar is we call tomorrow's university today, and today implies urgency, which seeks to make our universities and our system the model for higher education in the 21st century, the best of best in all that we can do. So just to remind you of what's in the first layer of these pillars, pillar one starts with a diverse, multicultural, welcoming community. It has comprehensive enrollment growth strategy, and we will be reporting back on that shortly. Reimagining and rethinking modern pedagogy, distance education, student-focused teaching learning, rich and varied cultural experiences at home and away, and experiential learning. Pillar two has research and scholarship with impact, a culture of discovery, entrepreneurship, and thoughtful risk-taking. As I mentioned, taking on the challenges of our time, brilliant collaborative faculty underpinning all of these efforts, world-class innovation, students as colleagues, and deep scholarship and multidisciplinary vitality. Pillar three has a healthy future for Illinois, and we italicize the word Illinois to give it that importance. Next generation workforce, powerful public-private research and development partnerships, and there will be much to report on that in future sessions. A bedrock commitment to civic engagement, watch that to be a repeating emphasis area. Presence throughout the state, a statewide impact, revitalizing regional economies, vibrant connections with other educational institutions, including K through 12 and the two-year colleges, and an innovative and responsible compact with the state that we'll be reporting on at a later meeting. Final pillar is tomorrow's university today, world-class access, affordability, completion, and success for students. And success means career success, lifelong success. innovative technology to enhance learning and discovery, deep lifelong engagement with alumni worldwide, sustainable environmental practices everywhere, distinctive identities for each of our three universities, intense collaboration, and excellence, efficiency, integrity, and stewardship everywhere and always throughout. So this is what we're standing for, and this is what the chancellors meet to discuss, the leadership, the retreats will all be about this, and I think this is a good place for us to be. So I'd like to now give you a little bit of a highlight of what's going on, and we thought, as Bob Wilson suggested, that enrollment might be of current interest. And given that it's the start of a new academic year, let's look at achievements under Pillar 1, an institution of and for our students, whose needs and interests shape everything we do and have created a culture of excellence recognized throughout the world. And the students and their families in Illinois clearly get it, and they're voting with their hearts and minds and feet in favor of the University of Illinois system and coming here. So this fall, our system again saw record on-campus enrollment, with increases at each of our three universities according to the 10-day enrollment figures. System-wide, on-campus enrollment increased 1.2% from 76,166 last fall to a record, world record, 77,073 for the fall of 2016. The final numbers will be known later this fall, but they have to include online and off-campus students. And we expect total enrollment will reach another all-time high, topping 81,000 students for the very first time, ahead of last year's record. Our continuing enrollment gains are especially remarkable, we feel, considering the financial climate in which we're operating. Despite a year of headlines about a state budget impasse that has significantly reduced state support, students are flocking to our universities in record numbers. Testament, we believe, to academic excellence, to our unwavering commitment to the student experience and student success, and our commitment to affordability as well as efficiency and effectiveness efforts that put their needs first. So among these highlights, digging deeper into the 10-day data shows more records and more signs that the system continues to grow as a go-to destination for students. Enrollment is at record or near record highs at both UIC and UIS, where total enrollment has been determined, including online students. UIC's total enrollment stands at 29,210, topping last year's record of 29,048. UIS is just three students shy of the all-time record, and Susan, let's get out and find another three, with 5,428 students enrolled this fall. Very healthy and very encouraging and exciting results. In Urbana-Champaign, total enrollment won't be known until online and off-campus students are counted later this fall. But we do know that this year's freshman class is the largest ever at 7,592 students, breaking a record set in 2005. System-wide on-campus undergraduate enrollment is also the highest ever, up 1.8% to 53,320 students. As you can tell, we use five significant figures in counting our students because every one is important to us. And that number includes new records in Chicago, where on-campus undergraduate enrollment grew 2.1% to 17,876, and in Urbana-Champaign, which saw a 1.8% increase to 33,467. This data also reflects our bedrock commitment to serve the students and families of Illinois. So undergraduate enrollment of in-state students, Illinois natives, rose 1.9% to 42,925 system-wide, which is about 80% of the total undergraduate enrollment. So four out of every five students in our system is an Illinois native, and I think that speaks to the contributions that we make to our state. The system has again posted important gains, significant gains in minority and underrepresented student enrollment, reflecting continuing serious efforts on each of our three university campuses to ensure that our universities mirror the rich cultural diversity of our state. System-wide, on-campus enrollment of African-American undergraduates increased 5.1% to 3,780, and Latino enrollment was up 11.2% to 9,124. That's double-digit growth in Latino participation. The record freshman class in Urbana includes 548 African-American students, which is up 15.4% from a year ago and among the largest in history. And you may remember the 500 project of a few years ago. So we've breached the 500 number and we're moving in the right direction vigorously. Combined, African American Latino students comprise nearly one out of every four undergraduates across the U of I system. But we need to do better, and we will continue to strive to do better. But this year's gains, I think, are a good down payment on what needs to come next and shows that we are headed in the right direction. And of course, this is a very important plank in our strategic framework. Let me give you just a quick breakdown of the 10-day enrollment numbers of each of our universities. In Urbana-Champaign, total on-campus enrollment increased 1.8%, as I suggested, to 44,888 students. Largest freshman class, 7,592 students, and 24,250 undergraduates from Illinois, up 1.9% from last fall. On-campus enrollment of African-American students overall increased 9.8% to 1,961, and enrollment of Latino undergraduates overall increased 11.2% to 3,457. At the University of Illinois at Chicago, total on-campus enrollment increased 0.3% to 28,710 students. On-campus enrollment of Illinois undergraduates was up 2% to 16,911. And while freshman enrollment was down 5.1% to 3,307, that was more than offset, and I think significantly and importantly, by the 24.1% increase in first-time transfers, which totaled 1,947. I think, and Chancellor, I mean, Reedus, I know, agrees that this relationship with the two-year schools and the importance of affecting that transfer seamlessly from the two-year to the four is going to be very much a highlight of what we do. UIC also added to its standing as a national leader in student diversity with a 3.2% increase in enrollment of African-American undergraduates to 1,468 and an 11.1% increase in Latino undergraduates to 5,508. At the University of Illinois at Springfield, total on-campus enrollment increased 1% to 3,483 students. On-campus enrollment of Illinois undergraduates, again, up 1.3%. To 1,758, and freshman enrollment increased 11.9% to 300. And that's, I think, very significant for the future of our Springfield campus. And I know that Chancellor Cook has put enormous energy into that component of the strategy. Enrollment of African American undergraduates decreased 9.5% to 352, while Latino undergraduates increased 15.2% to 159. These are smaller numbers, of course. Enrollment is one of the benchmarks, important benchmark, and that's why I've maybe belabored it, but these are good, strong numbers, and in this climate, I think it's very important to see this commitment to both underrepresented minority participation and the strength of our enrollment system. But we also need to make sure that our students have a world-class education and complete their degrees, get their credentials, and move on. So I wanted to share another couple of factoids relevant to the strategic framework on completion. And the University of Illinois system is committed to ensure that our students move to complete their degrees in a timely fashion. And that's to ensure tractable student debt and the ability for our students to succeed in the workforce and pay down their debt. And we've got some numbers that we wanted to share with you on that. I think we can be proud of our success. This is a comparison of the national norm in graduation rates, of six-year graduation rates in purple. And you can see that Urbana and Chicago are well above the national norm, with UIS being slightly below, but there's a reason for that, which I'll get to in a minute. I think we can be really proud of this success in the completion agenda. It's really important and a testament to the strength of our faculty and their passion in and outside the classroom to have our students complete. System-wide, 76% of our students complete their degrees within 6 years. That's more than 30% higher than the national average, which is about 58% among public four-year institutions. University of Illinois system can be proud of its completion success, but we're not going to be complacent. We're going to push that even higher. Urbana-Champaign's completion rate ranks in the top 3% of U.S. public universities, with 85% of students completing degrees in 6 years. UIC's six-year graduation rate stands at 60%, and UIS's, as noted here, at 48%. It's important to add a little perspective to UIS's numbers, because completion rates are based on tracking of freshmen. And you may know that UIS only began enrolling freshmen a decade ago, and incoming classes are in the 250 range, so they're small numbers. So relatively few students have a big impact on percentages. And one thing I think we are very proud of for transfer students to the University of Illinois at Springfield, the graduation rate is about 60%. That is a big and important successful numbers. Transfer in, you get your Illinois degree from Springfield. So as everything we do, we're determined to build on this success. And we hope we have set a target, which we'll be reporting to the board, on system-wide completion to increase to 78% within 5 years. Every percent, I can assure you, is hard won, hard fought, with the goal for same 2 percentage point increase at each of our universities. On affordability, this is a strange-looking histogram because there, you might say there's some missing bars, but the two missing bars in FY 2015 and 16 are because the number is zero, 0.0, and we're very proud of our record now on affordability. Completion agenda's up, the enrollments are high, and the affordability is significantly improving. So I think we're proud of these efforts to hold down student costs and fulfill our land-grant mission, which is to open our doors to every deserving student with the capability to succeed. For two straight years, we have frozen base tuition for incoming in-state freshmen, despite the budget conundrums at the state level. The first time rates have been frozen in consecutive years, for the first time in nearly 4 years, since a four-year span in the mid-70s. So we're doing something that hasn't been done since the mid-70s. This freeze comes on the heels of two straight years of 1.7% increases, well below national norms, that tracked with the rate of inflation in 2013 and 2014. So our commitment to affordability, coupled with our academic excellence, our completion agenda, is a cornerstone of our competitive approach to students in Illinois to come here and to gain a world-class education. And I do plan to recommend extending our tuition freeze to a third year for incoming in-state freshmen next fall, assuming, of course, an adequate level of support from the state. But this is a commitment that is a multi-year commitment, and we take it very seriously. I'm nearly winding up, Mr. Chair, you'll be happy to know, but I want to squeeze another fact in. And this is a metric on student debt. There are lots of ways to look at student debt management, and our average debt per student is, again, well below the national norm. But I've chosen in this graphic to show the default rates by cohort of students who have difficulty paying down their student debt, because that's a very important indicator of success in the workforce. To pay down your debt, as you all know, requires some income and some jobs and or some help from sources of one sort or another. And so it's a very good indicator of success in the marketplace after completion. When our students graduate, Illinois students find jobs, and good ones. Each of our three universities are well below national averages for default rates on federal loans. A sign that U of I graduates land jobs that allow them to manage their debt. Now, we'd like these numbers to be zero. I don't think you can get to negative numbers, but smaller is better, obviously. The most recent data shows that nearly 8% of students who graduated from the nation's four-year public universities in 2012 had defaulted on their federal loans 3 years later. Rates at our universities were well below half of that, 2.1% at Urbana-Champaign, 3.2% at UIC, and 3.4% at UIS. Among Illinois' 12 public universities, rates within the U of I system were the three lowest rates, with others ranging above 4%. Each of our universities also ranked at the midpoint compared to our Big Ten institutions. So we're doing well on that metric, and we're going to look at these kind of metrics to ensure that completion, affordability, access leads to success in the workforce. So there's a set of highlights, status report, if you like, on a little bit of pillar one, what our students are doing, but also a little bit of Pillar 4, which is about affordability and constraining student debt. What's next? The plan is to, we've got a little steering committee who'll be planning these sessions. We seek board guidance on what you'd like to hear from us, in what order, and so forth. But what we're planning next currently is in November to describe and lay out the proposed compact with the state of Illinois, which we've been working on intensively over many months now, notably with the bipartisan U of I caucus, with some more than 8 meetings leading to that. And also we want to lay before the board the strategic enrollment outlook for the next 5 years, which again is very strong. And I'm just to set that up, I think the work that's been done already, the homework that's been done on each of the campuses, by department, by program, by college, driven by the provost, has been very exciting, and we look to share that with you, the five-year outlook for strategic enrollment, and it will be a growth agenda. So it's time to wrap up. I hope you found this report useful, and that it will inspire ideas on how to best integrate this framework to serve the needs of our students, our state, our brilliant faculty, and of course the public good, which is our moniker throughout this. So thanks for your time and attention, and if there are any questions, I'm going to ask the chancellors to answer the questions.
Thank you, Tim, very informative, and congratulations to all of you on the campuses and what you've done. I know, Tim, you said that you'd be glad to answer questions, so anyone who has any questions from President Killeen on what he's presented or where he's going forward from here, have at it. I see none. I do want to just add a comment on the comment about tuition and the fact that over the last 4 years of 1.7, 1.700, number one, I want to compliment the board of continuing to move forward with this. Trustee Courts, you've been challenging us with that issue for a long time, and I think that's an indication of that. Number two, to all of you at the three different universities, I know that's been a challenge to be able to manage within that directive, and particularly with the limitations we've had from the cash funding from the state. So my compliments. I don't suspect it's going to get any better for a while, so we've got to continue to find a way to live within our means, and as you said, continue to live with a tuition flat going forward. So any further questions for the president? All right, hearing none, thank you. We'll look forward to the next one in November. Yep.